umakho isahluko sesifica mina emibili. Ngalezo nsuku sekukhona futhi icuku elikhulu lingela kudla. Wabiza abafundi bakhe wathi kubo,
"Ngiyalihawukela icuku ngoba selilami insuku ezintathu lingela lutho lokudla. Uba ngibadabulela baye emakhaya abo bengadlanga, bazayatha endleleni ngoba abanye babo bavela khatshana."
Abafundi bakhe baphendula bathi,
"Umuntu angabapha njani ukudla laba bantu lapha enkangala na?"
Wawabuza wathi,
"Lilezinkwa ezingaki na?"
Bathi,
"Eziyisikhombisa."
Walaya icuku ukuba lihlale phansi. Wathatha izinkwa eziyisikhombisa, esewongile wazihlephula. Wazinika abafundi bakhe ukuba balabele. Balabela icuku. Babele nhlanzana eziyingcosana. Esezibusisile wathi kababele lazo. Badla, basutha, babutha imvuthuluka eseleyo, izitsha eziyisikhombisa. Babe ngaba zinkulungwane ezine. Wabadabulela. Wangena masinya emkolweni labafundi bakhe. Weza elizweni laseDalmanutha. AbaFarisi beza baqala ukuphikisana laye befuna kuye isibonakaliso esivela ezulwini. Bemlinga, wabubula kakhulu emoyeni wakhe wathi,
"Lesi sizukulwana sifunelani isibonakaliso na? Ngiqinisile ngithi kini, kakula sibonakaliso esiza kunikwa kulesi sizukulwana."
Wabachiya, wangena emkolweni futhi. Wasuka wawelela ngaphetsheya, kodwa babekhohliwe ukuphatha ukudla. Bengela lutho, isinkwa sisinye kuphela emkolweni. Wabalaya wathi,
"Qaphelani, lixwaye imvubelo yabaFarisi lemvubelo kaHerod."
Bakhulumisana bodwa, bathi kabala kudla. UJesu ekwazi wathi kubo,
"Kungani likhulumisana ngokuthi kalila kudla na? Kalikabona, kalikaqedisisi na? Inhliziyo yenu iselukhuni na? Lilamehlo, kaliboni yini? Lilendlebe, kalizwa na? Kalikhumbuli yini mhla ngahlephulela abazinkulungwane ezinhlanu, izinkwa ezinhlanu? Labutha izitsha ezingaki ezigcwele imvuthuluka na?"
Bathi,
"Ezilitshumi lambili."
"Mhla ziyisikhombisa kwabazinkulungwane ezine, labutha izitsha ezingaki ezigcwele imvuthuluka na?"
Bathi,
"Eziyisikhombisa."
Wathi kubo,
"Kalikaqedisisi na?"
Bafika eBethsaida, baletha kuye isiphofu, bamncenga ukuba asithinte. Wasibamba isiphofu ngesandla, wasikhuphela ngaphandle komuzi. Esekhafulele emehlweni aso, wabeka izandla zakhe phezu kwaso. Wasibuza wathi,
"Uyabona ulutho na?"
Sakhangela sathi,
"Ngibona abantu, kodwa ngibabona kungathi izihlahla zihamba."
Wabuya wabeka izandla zakhe phezu kwamehlo aso. Sakhangelisisa, sasila, sabonisisa konke. Wasithumela ekhaya wathi,
"Ungatsheli muntu lo yedwa emzini."
UJesu labafundi bakhe baphuma, baya emizini yaseKhesariya Filipi. Besendleleni, wababuza abafundi bakhe wathi kubo,
"Abantu bathi ngingubani na?"
Baphendula bathi,
"UJohane umbhaphathizi, abanye bathi ungu-Elija,
labanye bathi ungomunye wabaprofethi."
Wasebabuza esithi,
"Linake lithi ngingubani na?"
UPetro wamphendula wathi kuye,
"Wena unguKristu."
Wabalayisisa ukuba bangatsheli muntu ngaye. Waqala ukubafundisa ukuba indodana yomuntu imele inhlupheko eziningi, ilahlwe ngabadala labaphristi abakhulu lababhali, ibulawe, ivuke ngemva kwensuku ezintathu. Walikhuluma leli lizwi obala. UPetro wamthatha, waqala ukumkhalimela. Kodwa ephenduka, wabona abafundi bakhe. Wamkhuza uPetro wathi,
"Buyela emva kwami, Satani, ngoba kawucabangi ngezinto zikaNkulunkulu, kodwa ngezabantu."
Wasebiza ixuku kanye labafundi bakhe, wathi kubo,
"Uba umuntu ethanda ukungilandela, ngazidele, athathe isiphambano sakhe, angilandele. Ngoba yilowo lalowo othanda ukusilisa ukuphila kwakhe kuzamlahlekela. Kodwa olahlekelwa ikuphila kwakhe ngami langevangeli uzakusilisa. Ngoba kuza kumsizani umuntu ukuzuza umhlaba wonke alahlekelwe ikuphila kwakhe? Anganikani umuntu kube inhlawulo yokuphila kwakhe na? Ngoba yilowo lalowo olenhloni ngami langamazwi ami kulesi sizukulwane esifebayo lesonakeleyo. Lendodana yomuntu iza kuba lenhloni ngaye, nxa isiza enkazimulweni kayise kanye lezithunywa ezingcwele.